This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's up, everybody? Today, my guest is one of the top videographers and content creators here in Las Vegas, one of my longtime business partners and friends, the ultra-talented, everybody give it up for Tony Camara. Let's go. Baby, E-Square Podcast. We got Tony Camara in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's up, bro?
I'm doing good. About yourself?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you taking the time out. Come and fuck with me, man. How long have we known each other now?
Since,
It's been years, huh?
What was it? Is it 2017? 16?
16, probably.
16.
Yeah. I don't remember how we met, though.
Christian, CMD.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy. So how you been, bro? I know you've been busy.
I try to stay busy, man. Stay productive.
Especially through this quarantine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of benefited, like, it hasn't slowed down, like, photographers, videographers much, has it?
Nah. Well, I mean, I don't really do much, you know, photography, so I don't know about that one anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but you don't do photography too much?
I mean, it's the thing is, like, I've transitioned from, like, photography to video.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah. I don't really know what's, you know, going on with, you know, photography.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you like it better?
I like video better. Okay. I lost interest in photography.
Yeah?
Yeah, I lost interest.
Yeah.
I couldn't really, like, it wasn't much I can do with it as far as, like, being creative.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like video gave me that option.
Yeah.
You know, video was more expressive for me.
Yeah.
You can do more with it.
I could definitely see that, yeah. Isn't it? But, like we were talking about earlier, man, the fucking editing is time consuming.
It's tedious for sure. Yeah.
And how do you like, stay disciplined with that, bro? Because I've edited a few of, like, just little videos, like I was saying earlier, just editing this, like when I didn't I didn't have to now, but
yeah,
it's like, bro, this shit makes me want to fucking, my brain explode.
Yeah, it's definitely like a tedious process. I mean, I just trying to work on, like, projects or work with, like, people that I'm, you know, like, into, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't feel like it's a tedious process.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's more fun, you know, funner, or if that's any word.
Yeah,
more
fun. Yeah. You seem like you're really selective about who you work with.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I try to stay in my niche, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't try to, like, go all over the place just trying to work with, you know, anybody just to, you know.
Yeah. Your DMs are probably popping, huh?
with the wrong people.
Yeah. Well, what is it? So what do people just, like, what, because I can only imagine how in today's, like, the state of today, and everybody trying to do music or do something creative, and everybody needs videos done and pictures done. I can only imagine how frustrating it is as a videographer, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, I have, like, one project, you know, working on one project, and then I get, you know, asked to work on this other project, then I'm like, man, you know what? I'll take the project.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, another project comes, and you're like, okay.
You got to start saying
no. Yeah, I haven't finished this one yet, but I'm working on this. But that's just me, though. I consider myself like a workaholic, so I just want to stay busy, you know, just to not let, you know, like, my mind just, like, wander around,
Stay
busy, stay creative, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get good at whatever you're trying to do, you know, consistency.
Yeah. A lot of these fools don't know how to do business, though, huh? Like, I couldn't imagine, bro. Just people just coming at, like coming at you sideways, all the time.
Well, I get that a lot, man. And I can honestly say I'm not a troublemaker, or, you know, I try not to like take things too personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just,
yeah.
But I mean, I definitely get, you know, those kind of people. And I'm just like, you know what, man? I'm not even going to.
Yeah, you always been like that, though. Yeah. You always been super chill.
Yeah, you're not going to get the reaction that you're looking out of, you know, looking for out of me. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope, man. I've watched you grow, bro, over these last 4 years, man. You're really doing your thing now.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and I could see the growth in the videos.
Thanks, man.
You know what I mean? For sure. Yeah,
sometimes I've been feeling like I suck, man.
The videos, the videos are on point, bro. Okay. I wouldn't, like I say all the time on my show, bro. If your shit was whack, I probably wouldn't have you on here, first of all. I'd probably take you. I think everybody knows that your shit is. You're one of the go-to guys, especially here in the city. You know.
Yeah, I think I just be like critiquing my shit too hard.
Yeah, you got to be like that. Yeah. I mean, I think all great people are hard on themselves. You know what I mean? So, how long you been doing videos now?
A year and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Damn, so that's when you fully transitioned?
Yeah, that's when I really, like, took it, you know, serious.
Yeah. So what else? What else?
Yeah, I was doing like little videos here and there, you know, right. I mean, because I was doing like BTS for like, you know, CM and whatnot, mm-hmm. but then.
Oh, yeah, that you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow, I mean.
Damn, bro. That was so long ago, dog. Yeah. I feel like that was a whole different life back then.
It was,
bro.
For sure.
You know, we were all so, like, babies, bro, in the game. Like, yes, I mean, sir. I feel like we still are, but that was like our really beginning stages of like being involved with music and artists and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. You know, it's an experience.
Yeah, it's like something we had to go through.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, no regret, nothing at all.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good to see that you stuck with it though, bro. You know, is it so? This is like you're locked in. You found your life.
Yeah.
On what you want to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what else you want to get into movies and stuff or?
Yeah, man. You know, films. Feature films. I want to do. You know, I just want to like venture out and you know branch out. I just want to do a whole, you know, anything that has to do with like visual. I want to do it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like considering myself like a videographer or you know a cinematographer or whatever. I like to call myself a visual artist.
Yeah, for sure.
A visual artist, because anything visual, I'm up for it.
Yeah. Videographer sounds like of a job. It's more like you know, company man type thing. Yeah. But a visual artist like is more. It's more accurate on what you do because you have to have an eye for it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people they don't have the eye, in the sense of like what looks good.
Yeah.
You know, they can kind of, you can kind of see the end product while you're shooting. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it reflects, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you, dog. Yeah,
thanks,
for sure.
Yeah, it really means a lot. Thank you.
It's so cool having people that's. Well, you take pictures. I mean, you're on like you take pictures, like you post pictures of yourself on social media.
Yeah. But I mean, I try to post myself.
No, you have to. Yeah. I see you out here modeling. I see you. But
trying to build my modeling portfolio, modeling portfolio.
Hell yeah! But it's funny having. Well, it's more interesting to me having, not saying anybody else is less interesting, but people that are typically not in front of the camera, I like talking to them because I think I could just more relate more to them, you know, not like, you know, we're not like trying to be the in the spotlight. Yeah. I'm not really about that, you know. But
get that camera in my face.
Yeah, but it's sometimes people... I feel like, because I was nervous, bro, getting it, like, my first couple episodes, bro, I was nervous.
I still get nervous when I'm in front of the camera.
Yeah.
That's why I only take pictures, you know, selfies when it got to be on my turn.
Yeah. You know, like, do you have people take those for you? Or do you, like, set your camera on timer?
No, it's I just get, you know, like, friends to take it. Oh, okay, snap, okay, you know. Okay. I just want to put, like, I'll take pictures of me sometimes, you know, and just put it out there just for, like, just so people can like see who I am, you know.
It's
just a little touch of like personality.
Yeah.
That's really it.
No, you should.
Sure. Sometimes sometimes I'll look at it, you know, like a creative, you know, like page, and then like I'm really trying my best to like figure out who, you know, who's behind it, who's the person.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, a little, you know, a couple of pictures here and there doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, it's you doing it, so you know what I'm saying. So who's some of the artists you're working with now? I see you working with Lena Dre.
Yeah,
a lot.
Lena Dre.
She goes crazy. Defloetry. You know, I went to high school. I've known Defloetry for so long.
Yeah, we're working on a video right now.
It's
gonna be fire.
Yeah. I seen him. He's going up. He's going up too. Is his brother around?
Yeah.
Damascus. Hold on. Twin. Which one's Damascus?
It's twin, right?
Yeah, it's twin.
Yeah.
Yeah, his brother's around. Oh yeah, yeah. Tell him I said what's up next time.
Yeah.
Lena Dre's going crazy though.
Yeah, Lena Dre, she's fire. Right?
Is she from
Texas? Texas.
She's from Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Oh, okay. Laredo.
Yeah, I can always kind of spot an out of towner. I don't know why, but they're just they're usually more down to earth. Natives and shit. Yeah, yeah.
From the crowd.
How did you link up with her?
I met Lena through Mills, Dylan, S. Mills.
Okay.
I think his IG handle is Mills.
Okay.
Mills, yeah. He's also a videographer.
Okay.
Yeah, I met him through I met Lena through him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was one night I was helping him shoot one of his music videos
mm-hmm.
at my place, and Lena was the actress in the video.
Oh, okay.
And that was just it. It was just that night.
Yeah.
And then after that, we just started, you know, just working together, and boom, it just went off from there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going crazy, man. Yeah. These female girl artists, bro, they're fucking on fire, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a female, you got... I don't know. It's like, I don't know what it is. Is it still new to us? Like females, like rapping and shit? Is that still new to us? Or? It can't be because it's been going on for so long. Yeah. But I don't know.
I mean, I like Lena, you know, like the creative process of Lena Dre's, you know, like just her own like vibe because she actually takes, you know, like time and be creative with, you know, like it's not just a regular music video, you know.
She
get all like extra and creative with it, with hair waves, you know, color, you know, all that kind of, you know, stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen her. Yeah, I've been following her for a little minute now, and I seen she was doing like creative directing for other people too. Yeah,
which
so
is good. Yeah,
yeah, super cool, man. What else do I want to ask you, bro? Where are you from, bro? I was thinking about this on my way over here. I was like, I don't even.
Togo.
OGO. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we narrow that down? Because I don't know where in God's green earth that is.
I got you. It's from West Africa.
Oh.
It's in Africa.
Okay.
Western of Africa.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. So, like, the West Indies and all that?
No, West Africa.
West Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Africa. Like, where, it's around...
What am I talking about?
It's West around... Indies. It's around Benin, Nigeria.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that section.
Okay. Where's the West Indies?
That's a good question. It's not like around like the Caribbean.
No, the Ivory Coast is what I'm talking about. Where's that at? You know where that is?
Yeah, the Ivory Coast?
Yeah.
It's on the Western.
Is that by you?
Yeah.
Okay, I used to talk to a girl from Ivory Coast.
Ooh.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, buddy. But no, okay, back to your story, bro. But so Togo, you were born and raised there?
No, I was born in Togo, and then I moved to the States when I was 8.
When you're 8,
yeah.
So you have memories from there.
Yeah. So I mean, I was basically raised in the States, you know.
Yeah.
You can say I'm Americanized, but.
Yeah, but I mean, your family was from there though, right?
Yeah. We're all from there.
Yeah. So what was the move like? What was the reason for the move?
You know, better life, I guess.
Yeah.
More opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My parents came here. And then it was me and my younger sister. We came here.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, my older brother and older sister, they came follow up also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What was it like living out there as you can remember?
I mean, I was a kid back then, so that means,
yeah.
I mean, I love it. I mean, I was just a kid doing kid shit.
So,
you know, I wasn't like an adult. I didn't have no responsibilities. So,
right.
You know, I mean, I loved it.
Yeah.
It's a nice vibe.
Have you been back since?
I haven't.
No? Why not?
No, I haven't. Just, you know.
I'm going to look this place up. I'm going to Google some
right
images.
Time. No, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because, like, the year that I was supposed to we were planning a visit back home. Mm-hmm. I ended up coming to Vegas, which was like 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys land when you came?
Oh, North Carolina, East Coast.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I hate it.
Why?
It's racist
out there, huh?
Yeah, one of the reasons also.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the energy.
Really?
There, yeah.
See, I hear a lot of the opposite.
Maybe because, well, I mean, I've been there for like a long ass time, so I grew up there, so I'm not trying to.
Right. You went to school out there and everything.
Yeah.
Was that hard, like going to school as an African kid?
Oh hell, it was definitely hard, man. I got picked on so much.
For real?
You know, but it's all good.
Man.
It's all good.
Damn.
Yeah, I got picked on so much.
Kids are fucking savages, bro.
Yeah, I got picked on so much. I was like, I got picked on my last name.
Yeah, what's your last name?
Oh, man, don't get me started.
Come on, man.
You gotta get me started.
Come on, man.
No, it's Fatunubo.
Okay.
It's a long ass.
That's dope. Yeah. What's your middle name?
Maño.
Maño?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, God is good.
Damn. See, that's what I love about, like, those kind of names. Like, American names don't mean jack shit. You know what I'm saying? calling, naming their kids, like, Joseph, I guess, or some shit like that after the Bible. But, you know, that's dope, bro. What's your, so Tony is your first name?
You got a
whole new rapper name and everything, bro. Come on. We're getting to know, after 4 years, we're finally getting to know each other, dog. All
right, so my actual name is Antonio.
Okay.
But I like to be called Tony.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's just short.
Okay.
Tony. I like Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, how I came about, you know, it was, you actually said it right, Tony Camara.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays, I just say camera because everybody always says camera to the point where I got tired of, like, explaining myself. So I'm like, I'm just going to roll with camera.
I never even thought to say camera. Let's
see.
You had it right.
You had... That's what I always tell people, like, the people that knew me, like, years ago, they know how to say it right.
Yeah.
Like, the new people that I meet, they say cameras.
Tony Camera.
I just be like, yeah, that is coming, yeah. It's coming.
But that's catchy, too, Tony Camera.
Yeah.
That's catchy. Yeah.
See, the thing, there was supposed to be, like a accent on the E.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually don't do, you know, accents.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people that put, like, pronunciations in the bio. I ain't doing all that stuff. Yeah. Either you get it or you don't.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was just, you know, Tony was cut short from Antonio, and then, you know, camera, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's self-explanatory.
Okay.
You know, Camaro, yeah.
Wow, bro, I feel like we're real friends now, man.
Yes, we are, man.
Fuck. That's crazy, bro. So you came over from Africa,
mm-hmm,
to North Carolina. So how did you land in Vegas?
I came to Vegas 8 years ago because I had an uncle that was here.
Mm.
He had a business that was here.
Mm.
And I was just, you know, but when I was in NC, I was just like working. I you know, tried college, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, forget that. I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
So I was just, you know, left college and I was just like working.
Were your parents mad you left college?
I mean,
they had to be.
Yeah,
we brought you over here to the United States, and you're just gonna say no?
Yeah, man,
to college?
You're just gonna waste your life and shit. What you
with that stupid
now,
camera?
You know. But no, it was what was that?
With your uncle?
But no. But they, you know, like they support me, like, you know, video, mm-hmm, you know, photography. I mean, I have an uncle that does the same thing also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that how you got into it?
No. I found out I have an uncle that does photography also afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So when did you pick up a camera?
I'll say it was like around, I'll say what, 2014. But I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. You know?
Yeah, back then, like, Instagram and all this was totally different. Yeah. It's in its beginning stages, so that wasn't probably even on your radar type thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just having fun with it.
Yeah. What did you do? You remember what kind of camera it was?
It was a Fujifilm. I'm trying to get the right, like, it was a Fujifilm. It was Fujifilm HS 25 XR. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it was a dope camera at the time. Yeah, it was dope. It was dope. It was one of those like, it was one of those like cameras that looked like a DSLR.
Okay.
But it was, it had like a fixed, you know, lens, you know.
Oh, okay.
You can't really like take it. Yeah, so I mean, it was dope.
Yeah.
It was dope to me.
You looked official. Yeah. Taking pictures.
But I mean, it was cool. Hey,
it did
a job for me at the time.
What kind of camera you got now?
I shoot with A7 III.
That's Sony, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sony. And then I shoot with photography. I shoot with the 5D Mark III.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is outdated, but
It gets the job done. Is it more so about your lens than the actual camera?
I mean, I feel like lenses are always like a big part of like the whole setup. You know, like, that's one of like the biggest part ever.
Yeah.
One of the big part, but.
I also
think it feels it's more about like what that camera can do for you, you know, because it's like there's no like one good camera that does everything.
Yeah,
you know, obviously it's like an iPhone. Like there's no, like that's why Apple, you know, released this phone and then this phone and this phone, but this phone don't have what this phone have and this one don't have. You know.
Yeah. But have you ever worked with a RED camera?
I haven't, man. I'm trying.
Is that like the tip top? Is that like top of the pyramid kind of deal? Depends what you want to do.
Huh? Yeah, but the thing is, it's like the mirrorless cameras, you know, like they have now. It can do the same.
What does that mean?
It's like mirrorless. So Sony cameras are like mirrorless, which means you about to put me on the spot. Right now. The design is different, like inside of the camera.
Like how it captures images.
Yeah.
So cameras capture image by using mirrors.
So it doesn't have like all. So like Canon. Well, now they have like mirrorless cameras. Canon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get the right explanation out.
Yeah.
It's
Should we Google it? Let's Google it.
Yeah, let's Google that.
Yeah, let's Google it. I want to know. They use mirrors in the camera. Do you know, Riz?
Mirror.
You don't know? We should ask Tenez.
Yeah, where's Tenez at?
He's at the restaurant.
Oh.
Do, 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 do. All right, hold up. Mirrorless camera. Yeah. What was that? What is a mirrorless camera? God, I'm so bad at Google, bro.
Mirrorless versus DSLR.
A mirrorless interchangeable lens camera. Frequently simply mirrorless camera. Okay, I don't care what the fuck it's called. Features a single removable lens and uses a digital display system rather than an optical viewfinder. I don't know what the fuck any of that means.
So digital means, so like the Sony that I have, that one is it's digital.
Okay.
Which means like when you look through like the viewfinder, it looks like a computer. Like
Okay.
Rather than like the DSLRs are more like,
so
you can look through it and it'll be
a mirror.
Yeah,
like mirrors are reflecting to get to show you the image.
Yeah, it'll be so like if you're looking through a DSLR like viewfinder, I'll be looking at whatever's happening in real time like right now.
Okay, that makes a little
like
more
the
sense.
Mirrorless are usually like lighter.
Okay, sorry, bro. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Nah, man, put me on the spot. Shit, now I'm about to go home and try to
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if as long as you know how to use the shit, right?
Yeah.
So, well,
but
that
I mean, it's, like back to saying about the RED, I feel like you can have a RED camera, but you still, that doesn't mean, you know, you're gonna know what to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how.
Yeah. Yeah, see, anytime somebody is using a RED camera on their video, they always post it. You know what I'm saying? They always post, I got a RED camera for this video.
You know, it's cool. Bragging rights, I guess.
Yeah. How much do those cost?
I think they're different ranges from like they go up to like 50,000 if I'm
50?
Yeah, if I'm not
God
mistaken.
God damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's worth it though.
The newest ones are like the I believe it's called the Red Komodo. Mm-hmm. It's more of like more compact, like a small one. I think those go for like $6,000. I believe so. Just the brain.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to get.
Yeah, you know that's the starter. Shit.
Yeah, I would probably just buy one and just rent that motherfucker out.
Yeah. Yeah. See the. Oh, you say buy and then rent it out to people. Hell, oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like just rent it and use every time.
No, do you?
Like, that's the thing about me. I don't like renting.
Like, you don't like renting equipment?
Nah, because as soon as I rent it and I get attached to it, I'm not bringing it back.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to keep. I'm not bringing it back.
Yeah. Yo, all that equipment, all this equipment right here, bro, is so fucking expensive, dog.
Yeah, I believe it,
bro. Everything. Yeah. Is that frustrating to you? That's like. I mean, it's like it's almost like an artist. Like, if you want good beats, you know, that's really gonna take your shit up a notch. You gotta pay for it.
I mean, it's definitely like, you know.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but you gotta. I look at it as an investment.
Yeah, for sure. You know, damn.
And I most of the time I try to get only the things that I need.
Yeah. So working as a photographer, man, what kind of dilemmas have you found yourself in, or like what kind of like just troubleshooting that you've had to deal with working with people and these girl models and all this shit? And
I mean, I know as far as like working as a photographer, like no one really like take your work serious.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, they don't like value it the same as you do.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Then you know, you put your work out and then you send it to like the clients or the models and then they wanna throw their own little touch and like filter on it. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Now you gotta delete the whole shit.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just like little things like that.
Mm-hmm. These Instagram models, like, Did they hit you up expecting free work and shit like that? Do you give it to them?
I mean, it depends. Like, we got to wait it out. I got to see what can I gain from it. It's not always about money.
It's
not always about money. Like, what can I gain from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be some. It's not. Yeah, you're right, bro. I mean, it's just like you said. I think. Yeah. Do you think people don't value images as much because? Like, there's so many photographers now, and like there's so many, just like our brains are almost numb to it.
I'll say that's one of the reasons why also, and plus it's just it's just because we're like in a new age now where you can get so creative with just videos now, and you know that they don't really pay attention to, like, you know, stills anymore, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I try to, like, implement, like, motion, you know, like, in my pictures, you know, like, I'll do, like, stop motion effects.
Or, yeah.
You know, I just try to get creative with it rather than just, like, looking at just a still image.
Yeah, you know? Isn't it
and
weird?
Plus, you get to, like, grab more, you know, of their attention, you know, with video.
Yeah.
You
know? Isn't it weird that, like, our brains are numb to, like, high-quality images and videos. Like, if we see anything less, like, I know if I see anything less, if it's one of my friends putting out, like, a low-quality music video, bro, I can't even sit through this, bro. Like, I can't even like it. I'll like it, but bro, it's like.
But you're not into it.
Come on, dog. Yeah. Like, you have, like, as an artist, as anybody putting out any kind of imagery, your shit has to be top quality. Yeah. Because if it's not, then your shit will get, you know, at the bottom of the pile, dude. Because our brain, as a viewers' brains, we're so accustomed, spoiled to seeing super high quality shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I could take a high quality ass photo with my iPhone. You know what I mean? And people are still putting out Android looking ass videos. Yeah. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it, bro.
Yeah.
They need to step the game
right
up.
You're right about that.
You know, you got friends that do that, and do you?
Yeah,
we all do.
Do
you holler at them and be like, "Come on, man"?
Nah, I don't do it. I just look, man. One of these days you'll get it.
Yeah,
I don't know. But,
you'll call. Some people don't. Yeah. then they get mad. Some people, I see a lot of people, they put out low quality shit, and their shit is just not packaged well at all, and they get mad. Like, you just get bitter. They get bitter, and you know, they start thinking people are hating on them and shit, and all that extra shit. Just, you know, it's just like,
you got to get your quality up.
Got to get your quality up, bro. Moral of the story, dog. What do you deal with, like, artists' egos and shit? Or like on set, they try to tell you what to do and all this extra shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet, bro. I bet.
Yeah.
But you know what? You have a personality that's that can deal with it. I think. Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah. I just be chill with it. It is what it is.
Yeah. Like, usually they're paying. So.
Yeah. It's, let's just get whatever we got. You know. Yeah. Do and just, let me get out of here and go home.
Because you got to edit.
Yeah.
Editing takes that's what I think is a lot of artists don't understand how long the editing process is.
Yeah, all right, that's one like the things also, like, as soon as you finish with the project, they wanna, man, they just start getting into the conversation of like, when it, you know, okay, so when you think you can have it? I'm like, damn, like, you didn't even like let me go home, you know, take my clothes off, like, let me get comfortable.
Yeah.
And then text me like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, I'm like, oh, let me see.
Yeah. Like, bro. Yeah, what's usually your turnaround?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nowadays, it's like, I'll say like three. Yeah.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got other shit going on, too. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, they want it so fast, but they want me to, you know, like, they want it to be, to look crazy. I'm like. Yeah.
You know, that takes hours, bro. It takes hours upon hours.
Like, because in order for me to, like, get creative with it and, you know, and see what I can do with it, you got to give me time. You know, just don't.
Yeah, dude, I think a lot, if you're an artist, a singer, rapper, whatever, and you're not shooting your own videos, you need to try to edit your own video, and you'll see how frustrating that shit is, and how many hours you're staring into a screen trying to get it right, because if it's not precisely correct, it's going to reflect, it's gonna not going to look good in the final project, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel your pain, bro.
Yeah, and then, you know, they...
You just got to upcharge. Like, you want it faster? All right.
It's getting to that. Sometimes I, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to get to that.
Yeah, bro.
It's getting to that. And what I was going to say, something. I forgot.
Rappers. Well,
I mean, I try not to, like, work. Because I'll get, like, DMs, you know, here and there. You know, like, saying, man, why haven't you, you know, been, like...
Yeah.
You know, being, you know, like, doing more or, like, you know, taking over, like, music video, you know, shit and like that. I'm like, I mean, I don't focus on, like, music videos. I mean, me personally, I earn more working with, like, just companies and, you know, rather than make
rappers and shit.
I don't really music videos, like,
them companies know how to, they do business, you know what I'm saying?
You can get your friend to shoot a video, you know, music video for you. Anybody can do that. I mean, that's not where most of my income comes from, like, I don't.
Is that something you when you think about your career and where and your goals, where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years? You know, where are you, like you said, you're not really trying to put your energy into music videos like that?
I mean, I want to do music video also. Yeah. But I just don't want to do, like, rapper shit.
Just like the regular shit.
Yeah,
just like,
you know what I mean? I want to shoot with, like, just different genres, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I'll shoot with, like, Lady Gaga. I'll shoot with Harry Styles, you know, Shawn Mendes. You know, I want to, you know, get to... I don't want to do no rapper shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just... Those are so easy, though, right?
Yeah,
they're
too
easy.
Yeah, way too easy, you know, because it's the same concept all over again, you know, all over again.
Yeah.
You pull up, you know, they got the guns out. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yo, has somebody ever pointed a gun in the camera?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
it's
bro!
It's not just, you know, like a handgun. It's like freaking.
Bro, do you don't tell them? I would have to say, like, bro, don't point. Like, I'm not one of them. Yo, camera guys' jobs, like, you, yo, those kind of videos. Yeah, what if this fool is, like, just drunk and just accidentally just fires off around, bro?
You know, and I don't know, man. man, bro.
You got guns in your face, bro.
It gets crazy. It gets crazy. I'm,
bro, like, that's so like, fucking
the
funny,
whole,
though.
The whole time, I'm like, man, let's just get this shit over with so I can go home.
Yeah.
Because like,
I don't want these guns in my face.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, damn, I already took the deposit already, though, bro.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Let's hurry up with this process so I can go home.
Yeah.
So I can give you, you know, your
That's so funny, man.
Yeah.
I wonder how that started. Like, I remember when people first started putting guns in their videos, they would have the disclaimer before and say these are not real guns and stuff, but they don't even do that shit anymore.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers do not care. But yeah, that makes sense on why I see you working a lot with Lena Dre and those kind of it's creative. There's different sets. There's like actual thought behind the concept of the video.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh yeah, Lena she put like energy and like
It means something
into,
to
like,
her.
All her shit that she you know.
Yeah.
All her sets and everything.
Yeah, it means something to her for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I'd be like, God damn, Lena, like you're doing too much.
Doing too much.
Like,
yeah.
I'm tired. You know, when the final process, you know, video come, I'm like, okay. Yeah. It's cool. It's dope. She's dope.
Yeah, the it all shows at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, like the thought and the energy, and it reflects. And then as a viewer, you know, like I never met her in my life, but as a viewer,
oh really?
But as a viewer, I can appreciate it. Because I'm like, okay, this is different. Like, I like where this is going. You know what I mean? Yeah. What other artists do you fuck with on that level? I seen D'Flautry having just bitches in the pool.
Yeah.
I mean, I say bitches respectfully, though. I say bitches as respectful as possible.
Respectful.
But
I don't know. Because I usually just work with, like, same artists, like, over and over again.
Better that way.
Yeah. I mean, every now and then I try to work with new artists, but we just, you know, it never goes through the first phase, but we never, you know.
Yeah.
Get shit done.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about the city in general? Like, you've been a part of it for many, many years now.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about, like, the growth, and what do you think about, like, the music scene and the art scene and...
I mean,
you think we're still behind the curve, or you think we're catching up?
I feel like it's.
Go ahead, be real, bro.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
It's getting there. I just feel like it's a lot of egos in a way.
Yeah.
You know.
Like
at least that's how I see it.
Yeah, we need more collaboration.
Yeah, like, I don't know, they see you doing this, and then they want to see you do good. They just don't want to see you do better than them.
Oh yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you.
But yeah, it is what it is, you know. But,
yeah, that's part of it, though. It's like, it's a weird psychological thing that happens when somebody that you're close to, goes up. Especially in the same field that you're in, goes up and you're not going up, you know. But that's really just a reflection of you, you know.
Yeah. Which I never understood. I think I'm not even gonna lie. I feel like that's why. Maybe I'm just tripping, you know, because sometimes I feel like people just don't be liking me for no reason. I'm like, because I don't hear from other people. I'm like,
you? How can you not like Tony K? They just don't know you.
It's just words. Yeah, that's one thing. Also.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, words that just fly around that I hear.
Yeah, how do you not like me and you don't know me? How much sense does that make, sir?
Yeah, you know? It's just...
It's probably maybe because you're quiet.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's just, like I said, they don't... I feel like they just, you know, get upset because they don't get the reaction that they're expecting out of me. Because I'm just chill. I don't...
Yeah.
Everything's just business.
You're unimpressed.
just everything legend. Because like at the end of the day, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. You ain't shit yet. I ain't shit yet.
Yeah.
Let's just come together and just do shit. Be the shit, I guess. I don't know,
yeah.
I mean, that's how I always look at it. I've never looked at it like I was beyond anybody. I just
Yeah.
I just do my shit and, you know, just go home. I mean, I support anybody.
Yeah. It's really just hard work, bro. Yeah, you know, when you work hard, it's usually the people that hate the most, usually the people ain't doing shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's right.
Or
I was, you know, like I was mentioning, you know, I'll hear, you know, a lot of things here and there, and I'm like, this, oh, man, Tony, nah, he can't, you know, he can't do that, blah, blah. But then I was asked, you know, the person that's telling me this, I'm like, okay, well, but who's here, though?
Yeah.
You know, how you gonna hate from outside the club, you know?
Bro, you know what my football coach used to tell us before, like, tell us often, he used to ask us, where are the important people at? They're right in here. And then you look around, and then you realize, okay, like the people that want to be a part of what we're doing around this goal, they're present. You know what I mean? So those are the people you focus on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You're gonna have to. I feel like the hate just gets, but it's like weird because the hate is always from the outside. You know, it seems like, but I don't know, man. I just hope I don't ever end up in some podcast beef.
Hey, man, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. It's nature, man.
I will never beef with the podcaster, bro. Ever.
That's how I be feeling, though. You know, because, like, I'm like, wait, like, director's beef? Like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess.
For real?
Like, we're just cameramen, man.
This is art. That's what I was telling my last guest, Two Realists. I was saying like rappers beefing and shit, and I get it if it's like some street shit and it spills over into music, you know, I can understand that, but like artists just beefing like and like they don't come from the street or anything like that and they're beefing, it's like
I'm not against anything. I'm not a tough nigga.
That's what I'm saying, but like why, like what do you, it's not like it's rap battle. It's not like it's a rap battle, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. It's not a competition.
Right.
It's art. It's music. It's like, you know, you're focused on, you need to be focused on your fans. Why are you focused on this, like another artist, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like kind of, it's super lame when you think about it, when you boil it down.
I see a lot of like comparison also. I try not to compare myself to like any other like creators or anything because, you know, you don't know my story, and I don't know your story. You don't know how I got here. You don't know, you know, and I don't know how you got here.
Yeah.
You know,
we can make more money together anyway.
Yeah, you know? And it's just like comparing yourself to like someone that just like it slows you know progress down. It slows you down.
Because
now you're not even focused on yourself. You know, you're worried about you know this guy, and you know, and not only that, it's just It builds ego.
Yeah, it sucks the life. This sucks the soul out of out of the project, you know, or out of your momentum, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like when I got into like, you know, when I was starting to get into video, like I hear from other people like, oh man, you got to do better than this person now. You got to you know try to take this person out the blah blah blah. And I'm just like, hey, I just wanna create. Like I don't care about what he's doing. Like
what the fuck?
You know, there was like people
are like pitting you against other people. Like
you do that so you can, you know, so everybody can come to you. I'm like, no, like that person, he's doing whatever and his clientele can come to him and I can have my own lane. My clientele can come, you know. So
why would I try to stop somebody else from doing what they're doing? Like
if I'm trying to you know, take him out of the game, whatnot. That means like I got to copy his style or whatnot.
Like how do you take another like videographer out of the game? From people or what? But that just taps into like human psychology, bro. Yeah, it's like we have to win, and maybe it's in America though, you know. But we have to win. Yeah. We have to be the best. You know, you're either first or you're last.
Which is cool. I mean, I don't have any problem with like competition. You know, I mean, I feel like I have you know, somewhat of like competitive art. It's just my competition is friendly. I always say it's a friendly competition. It's fun. It's entertaining. You know.
Well, competition. Like if you can control your emotions, it's super productive because you know competition brings the best out of people.
Yes, sir.
You know, but it can also like lead you down a dark path, a dark, lonely road.
Yes, sir.
Where you know. Yes, sir. your false sense of entitlement kicks in. You think you're the man, but you're really not. And then you start hating everybody because they don't give you the credit you think you deserve, which you don't deserve. It's a lot of weird like mind games going on, bro. But it's not that deep, man. There's plenty of room for everybody to win, bro.
Yes, it is.
There's more than enough. Especially in the media.
I've never thought of myself as above anybody.
You've always been humble, bro. You've been so humble and quiet, and you've just been, like you said, it's just all business. It's just like, I'm here to work. I'm here to do my thing. Yeah. And you've been that way since I've known you, bro.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't want no trouble with anybody. I just wanna make my income and take care of my family, and that's it. I just go on my vacations, and that's it.
Yeah, 100%. So now we're talking about other people though. What other artists or what other like videographers or photographers, not just in the city but in general, do you admire?
There's this guy. I'm not really sure if he's, and I don't know if he's like based in LA or here, but his name is his IG is dope. His name is Sesh something like that. But he's like, his shit is like fire.
Yeah, Sesh. I think I heard of that. Sesh.
Gibson Hazard. I'm pretty sure you guys heard.
Gibson Hazard.
He has like blonde hair. This guy's like, his like shit is like fucking crazy. Like that's the level I'm trying to, you know, get to.
Sesh. Oh yeah, I see him. No.
Shit's dope.
Is it this dude?
Let me see.
Nah. That don't look, that's a meme, dude. That's some memes. I'll look him up later.
Yeah, I don't really know his IG.
Okay, but and then
Gibson Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
You should check him out. He's fire.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fire.
Let me see. What we got going on here? Gibson, is he from out here?
No.
Where's he from?
I think he's like either LA, New York, or some shit. I don't know, but like his
work is crazy. See, this is like, he edits something crazy too, huh? He has his own little style of editing.
Yeah.
That's what it is, huh? A lot of like creating your own identity is the way you edit.
Yeah.
I know Trey's like that, you know, Creating Paradise.
Creating Paradise.
Yeah, he shoots for. He's from out here,
I think,
bro.
I think I've heard that name.
Yeah, his name's Trey, but he goes by Creating Paradise. He shoots for Larry June.
Okay.
I think I might know who he's talking about. He has a very like when it's his video. Okay. I see that. So do you feel like you're developing your own like identity on camera, like in your visuals, or do you feel like you've
I'm getting there.
Yeah,
I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am, but it's very subtle to the point where you don't notice it. But I'm building it.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I've only officially, you know, only had like a year and a half under my belt. You know, just give me some time.
Well, that's crazy because your shit is on point, bro.
Thank you, man.
You know, I could tell you put your work in. I could tell you take the time. Yeah. You know, damn, you got a YouTube channel, right?
I do, bro.
You gotta get that YouTube money, bro.
That's the thing, man.
You got to.
I'm trying to. See, but the thing is, I feel like I don't have the YouTube personality, man.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can shoot other people's videos. Be like, hey, I'm trying to build my YouTube. I'll shoot your video for free, but it's going on my channel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that YouTube following.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Bro, people think of YouTube. A lot of people think of YouTube as a place where you go watch videos.
Yeah. Right.
And it is that, but it's also a social media platform.
Right.
Like, you don't engage people. A lot of people don't engage on YouTube as they do on other platforms liking and commenting and doing all that. But there's an entire YouTube. Like, I'm just getting into it now because I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah.
But there's an entire YouTube, like, people that, like, go on and comment and like and dislike and engage on YouTube, you know, and not just watch videos like I've been doing for so long.
Yeah.
You know, I never really subscribed to people's shit.
Yeah, no, I mean,
And
but I'm getting to that. I've thought about it, but it's just like, damn, because right now I got like 40 subscribers. I'm like, man, I'm a long ass way.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I feel you, bro. You know, it's so funny.
about yeah. the about my process doing this yeah. is I'm trying to get that YouTube back for sure. Mm-hmm. And obviously your content has to be good.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And but like getting people to subscribe
yeah.
is tough. Because people will watch the videos,
yeah.
but they won't hit the subscribe button
yeah, exactly.
because they'll forget.
Right.
Like, you have to be one of them dudes on the internet saying, like, comment, and subscribe, you yeah. know, like that yeah. that corny
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
But it's not
yeah.
corny because yeah, you got to
you know,
do
I mean,
it.
I don't have any yeah, my, I don't have any issue, you know, like, saying that. It's,
yeah.
It's just sometimes I be want to, like, it's more of like, all right, I got to post the content that I'm going to be confident about. That,
yeah.
that I'm going to want to.
Yeah,
cause I like, cause I always put myself in like, you know, like the, you know, other person's like, you know,
yeah.
shoot, like consumers, you know, whatever viewers. And I'm like, is this shit fire enough for me to like,
yeah,
you know, go, you know, you, go but check
you,
it out.
You can do a lot of things with it. You can yeah. do like, you can record your, yeah. your like, your screen when you're editing a video, yeah. and you could talk over it yeah. and give people like how to's, cause that shit is big too. That shit's big too.
I thought about it. I thought about it.
Bro, everything
then,
I know.
But then, yeah, then it goes back to, like, maybe I'm going to try it out, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't be having that. I don't know, man. I'm just like, very...
I know. You're in your zone. I know. Yeah. I know.
But I'm going to try, you know. Because the thing is, like, once you do that, then you got to stay committed. Then you got to
yeah.
be all... When I think of YouTube, you got to be all bubbly and, you know... All,
Not necessarily. Yeah, okay. But it depends on what you want to...
You ain't going to get that, you know, character out of me.
Yeah.
You might get it out. You might get it out of me, but it's not going to be committed.
You got to have a couple drinks first, yeah. huh? But no, but that would be... But everything I know, pretty much, like media yeah. and all that shit, I've learned off of YouTube, like how-to videos on
yeah.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
shit
yeah,
is super
sure.
useful.
Yeah.
And if someone like you had it,
yeah.
and you're, you know, you'll just gain it'll gain your following on YouTube, but that'll transition over to
right.
whatever to Instagram yeah. and to all that, bro. And it's yeah. like, you definitely should do something, bro.
Okay.
Something like that, you know. Right. Even if it's how to videos, you know.
I'm gonna take your, you know.
Yeah.
Advice. I'm gonna try it out.
You don't gotta give people too much game,
oh, yeah.
But you can sprinkle them with yeah. some shit.
Okay.
You know?
Sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much, you know, as far as like internet. I'm giving away too many. Personal infos, you know.
Yeah, that's
the thing. I like to.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you, bro. But I don't know, man. There's definitely a YouTube bag to be gotten.
Yeah.
You know, it ups your value.
Hey,
like,
you know, I mean, I even consider, you know, like being a YouTuber and just like get
yeah.
you know, get a chick and just like, hey, have a fake relationship because I'm. But the thing is, I know for sure I don't have that kind of energy because you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like,
bro, I'm so boring, bro. I'm so boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
the thing is, like, I'm like, I be having fun, but I be doing it like on my own terms.
Yeah.
When I have like other people like just watching me, anticipating for like, a certain image, I'm like,
yeah.
nah, I don't know, cause I don't know when I'm giving you too much. I don't know when I'm, I love my privacy.
Yeah, those YouTubers, man, that vlog all day, yeah. bro, they're making. I mean, obviously, there's not all of them are, but the ones
yeah.
that have found their niche yeah. and are successful,
yeah.
bro, they're making buku money, dog.
Yes, sir.
Off of ads and all that shit, and it's like, dog.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you do want to do it. And it's funny you say that you want to get a fake girlfriend. This girl mm-hmm. actually was like, she offered me to be her fake boyfriend. And I didn't know if she was serious or not, but she seemed serious.
She's serious.
But I was like, no, you don't want me as your fake boyfriend. Because first of all, I'm not walking around with a camera in my face all day.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it, bro. I'm not built like that. But that one dude, you know, DDG? That
man,
one
that's,
yo,
he's you know
going
what? That's,
crazy.
That's the guy that I was like.
That you was thinking
like,
about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I follow homeboy, man. I'm like, damn, man, I don't know, man. We might have to be. And you know, it's funny because I was watching his content way before, you know.
Yeah, he
like,
blew up.
Yeah. You know, it was just like his little, you know, little videos here and there. That was like,
yeah.
I was like back when them little, how you call them, little like two wheel skate, you know, the like the, how you call them?
What?
Like
with the shoes with the wheel on the heel?
No.
Oh. You got a pair of those? I did. I'm not gonna hold you.
Damn. They were like popular as fuck.
What skates?
No, they're not skates. They're like the. Oh, sorry. They're like.
What, dude? Oh, like the skateboard things? Looking things? With the two wheels on? Or no. Is it a skateboard?
No, it's not a skateboard. It's like, mechanically, like, powered. Like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What are those called?
Like the Segway things.
Segway, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was like, you know.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah, those times. Even a little, you know, before that, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, damn, man. Yeah. That nigga came a long way.
He came a long way. Shit, now he got his music cracking. Mm-hmm. I used to think his music was lame.
Oh, yeah.
I used to think it was not good.
I wasn't really into his music, but now I am, though. Yeah. I listen to his music.
That Calabasas remix? Yeah. Moonwalking in Calabasas goes crazy. Yeah. But that was just, I think back then it was just like, it was just, I'm not saying he's lame. I'm just saying I think he was just early in his musical process, which a lot of artists usually are. Yeah. And that's why their shit sucks. Yeah. And that's why they hate me because I say it. You know what I mean? But,
hey man, honesty is the best policy. You know?
No, it is, bro. And you know, I really don't hate on people. I just really like.
You want to get off your chest, you know?
It's not that I want to get off my chest. It's just like I know for a fact that you know, so many people have yes men around them, and people are. And the thing is that people are. We live in a society where people are scared to say they don't like something, or because they don't want to be labeled a hater and all this and be canceled out and all this shit. But it's like I remember as a kid, or just like even now, the one thing that fuels me more than anything is when somebody tells me I can't do something, or my shit's is not up to par, likewise. Or I can do better.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Same.
And when it comes from an outside source, and you know it's honest, because they have no reason to tell you otherwise, you know, it's like, you know, I don't have a problem being that guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can hate me, but one day, you know, you'll say like.
I mean, I sometimes I tell, you know, like the clients that I work with or the models that I work with, like, yo, if my shit is shitty, like tell me, because not only like you're helping me is.
It's helping you
like
too,
it's helping me because like I'm gonna like see where I'm liking it, then I'll fix the mistakes, you know.
Yeah.
Shit like that, but don't say it just to make me feel good,
cause don't protect my feelings.
Yeah, cause you don't care about me then, cause you gon' that means you just gonna let me go home, you know, like a failure. Like come on, just help me and shit. I mean, I'm not gonna take offense to it because I mean I'll feel some type of way temporarily.
Yeah.
But then I'm be like, okay, this person was, you know.
Yeah, and then they'll never like. Call you, like, try to work with you again, and you'll see him working with somebody else.
Yeah.
You
know,
that shit happens.
Yeah. Got no issues.
Yeah, you know, for sure. It's like the Michael Jordan thing, like, how he would always talk about the reporters telling him that he wasn't good enough or whatever the thing was, and he would, but you can tell that fueled his fire, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And people need that. People need, you know what I mean? So maybe those reporters were, like, doing it on purpose because they wanted him to win, you know? But they were playing mind games, you know? But, yeah, the yes men and the fear of being, like, labeled a hater. But, yo, if your shit's not up to par, bro, your shit's not up to par, bro. Yeah. It's not that. But I think we need to normalize. What is that? Let's normalize, you know what I'm saying, that shit because – Cause I see a lot of artists, they put out their first music or their first anything, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of like at this point, it's like it's a taboo to have an opinion now.
Type shit.
Yeah. It's like it's a taboo. It's just like you can't even have an opinion.
Yeah.
Like an honest opinion.
You know? Yeah, it's like a lot of people just would rather just like you know what? I'll just be quiet. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm guilty of it too. You know.
Yeah. I'll listen to, you know, some like, you know, artist music, and I'm like, nah, it's all right. I mean.
Yeah,
I always tell them it's not gonna be on my playlist.
Yeah,
you know?
There's ways you can do it. Yeah,
you know, because if the song ends up on my playlist, that means it's legit. Because I'm listening, you know, my playlist is like my playlist. Like,
yeah,
I can listen to something like on the radio, you know, whatever. But once it ends up on my playlist, that's when I'm into it.
Yeah, no, 100%. If you're listening into your car, like if I'm listening to your music in my car, you've made it. Say you've made it, because when I'm by myself, I'm not gonna like put no music. I'm not, you know, I'm listening to what I want to listen to. But when people show me their music and I'm not really feeling, I'm just be like, keep working.
Yeah.
keep working. Yeah. And that that usually just means like, yo, you're still early in your process, I could tell, and it's not up to, you know what I'm saying? But I try to be nice, but sometimes people don't need nice, bro. You know what I'm saying?
People need honesty.
People need honesty, bro. Yeah. Because like DJ Valet was saying, bro, was like, let me not waste 10 years of your life. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you waste 10 years of your life trying to be a rapper. And you just don't, it's not you. You know what I mean? So.
Or you?
Yeah. No, not me. No, I did try to be a rapper, though. A long time ago. That's how I kind of got my.
I don't know. Maybe I might be a rapper.
Know. I never seen a photographer turn rapper, bro. You might be the first.
But I ain't going to be a rapper, though.
You're going to be an R&B singer? You look like an R&B singer.
I'd be like a trap soul, kind of like Tory Lanez, kind of, you know.
Yeah. Nah, Tory Lanez is a rapper, bro. He's a rapper.
I guess I don't listen to rapper side of Tory Lanez.
Okay.
You know, I like the art. You know.
No, he's a super good artist, bro. Yeah. You know what's weird is I never really got into Tory Lanez until recently.
I've been a fan of Tory Lanez for a long ass time.
I know a lot of people have been, bro.
I wanted to take his photographer, you know, his like director spot, man. So bad, yeah. I'm like, man. Not like, you know, like envious way, but more like, you know, like,
you just want to work with him.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, man.
He was on your radar.
He
could sing though. He's a super good artist, bro. Mm-hmm. Did you hear this last album?
Yes, I did. I mean, I like it.
I really did like it though. Yeah. But his singing was making me laugh. I'm gonna keep it real. Cause he's like a.
It's funny you say that because I was from the same way.
He was like, he was just like super soft voice and like super high pitch. Like super high pitch.
Okay, he's trying to go in with it, okay.
Like, he really begging for her back, huh? He really want her back.
Hey, man. Whatever that situation was.
Whatever that was. Yeah, I'm not into the gossip, bro, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm not into the celebrity gossip.
Ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't get paid to talk about celebrities.
Man, what? I'm so sick of celebrity culture, man. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know it's weird because there are celebrities that I do respect and I admire, but it's almost like I don't. You know, I like it back in the day when we didn't have so much access to celebrities because it almost ruins it. Like, you know, like you get to know who your celebrity is. They wake up and they're like they think that's what we want to see is them fucking. Brushing their teeth and shit and doing all this behind the scenes in their house. Like, just leave that to my imagination, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sick of it, dog. But.
Yeah. Well, what's that term? What's that?
Mystique?
It said you'll be, like the.
Like not having too much access.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to talk?
No, it was I don't know if it's a quote that says you'll be disappointed once you get to meet your hero, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. No, 100%.
Because they're not, you know, exactly what you imagined them being.
Yeah, bro. It's like OJ.
LJ?
OJ.
Oh, OJ.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know. You met OJ?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I have met OJ, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, out here. Yeah, he was super random. Oh. It was so crazy, bro.
Yeah,
I haven't
met OJ.
I don't know why I said like OJ. I'm just thinking like somebody that you think is a superhero, and then he ends up like, you know. But there's a lot of people, bro. There's a lot of because humans are humans, and they're all like flawed in some way, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel like in this age, like celebrities are starting to do some like. Some regular shit to the point where they start to like look like regular people now, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're
maybe because they
borderline like desperate kind of thing. Yeah. I don't, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, like they want to be regular, so they're trying, but really they don't. But I don't know, man. Is it like that back where you're from? Is it like celebrity culture like that?
Yeah, I mean like,
because
in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean they. Well, I mean, the people definitely like idolize like the, you know, like the celebrities, but
yeah,
I feel like it's a different kind of like view, you know. That's how I see it. Like it's more like they're for the people, kind of thing.
Yeah,
like
the artist is for the people, like type thing. Yeah,
and it's more like you can. Like you have access to like the artist, you know, like and the access, you know, like the artist is like accessible, but not like in a very like I'm above you type of, you know.
Yeah.
Like behavior, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like that's how it is, like in America.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just like feed off of that energy from like the crowd, and then you know you just feel like you're like God or some shit.
Yeah.
Know? Everybody, you know, like back there, you know, like everybody know their role, you know.
Yeah.
You know, respectful, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Over here, like people don't respect celebrities.
Yeah.
And you know.
The paparazzi, oh my God, dude. I don't know why there's not laws about that shit. Yeah. I mean, I think there is.
Sometimes I be having people hit me up and do some paparazzi, like, kind of shit. Not like, oh, just kind of like sneaking pictures, but how I imagine it's like paparazzi-wise, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll have, like, artists say, oh, you know, can you just, like, you know, go with me to the strip, you know, go with me, like, I'm in town, you know, can we go on the strip and, you know, snap a couple of pictures? I'm like... Like what? Just like follow you around, snap pictures. Like I that's not the type of like artist I am.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like don't.
Yeah.
Like my time is way.
You know, hiring paparazzi, bro? Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I be having some. I be getting all kind of. I don't know.
All kinds of crazy shit, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't. I couldn't do it, bro.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. Management.
Money ain't gonna make me do all that kind of stuff.
Management was enough. Was enough for me, bro. That's why I like doing what I'm doing now. Because I'm like, I'm in control. And right. I don't got to deal with nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And you know, Tenessa and the guys over here make it so easy for me, bro. So
that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. No, I like it, man. I like what you do, man.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, when you go, if you ever go back to Africa.
Mm-hmm. I probably might go
take
back
me with
year.
You. Anyway. Take me with
Let's
you, bro.
Go, man.
For real.
Let's go.
I
miss it, man. I really do. Like, I miss
bro,
it.
Bro, I bet you would love it, bro.
I miss it.
I bet. Yeah. I would love it, too.
Yeah.
Africa's
where
like...
Where I am is, like, it's like right at the border, like, at the coast.
Okay.
It's, like, right at the coast, like, at the beach. So, you get... The vibe is nice.
Yeah.
Palm trees, you know. Wind blowing. Air, fresh air, you know.
I want to try the food, man.
Food's bomb.
Does your mom still cook traditional food?
Yeah, but it's just hard for me to get it. I mean,
yeah, she still lives in North Carolina.
Yeah. I'm the only person, you know.
My
family that's here. Yeah.
Oh damn.
Yeah, everybody's back in.
Like, you go back there a lot to North Carolina?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah. I gotta go back actually. Yeah.
Yeah. What's like a typical dish that your mom cooks? Now we're getting into the good stuff.
I don't know how to say it in English though. It's like it's called. Yeah.
What is it like?
Oh, it's like fufu.
Okay, what is that?
So it's like yam. It's like
I'm American and I'm white, so you're gonna have to really elaborate for me, bro. You're gonna have to really elaborate for me.
Okay. It's like yam though. It's you know
okay.
Like mashed like you know, yam.
Okay.
And then you know, on the side it's like a goosey soup.
What's that?
What's the I think it's made of like a whole different ingredients. Mm-hmm. I don't really know.
Does she have trouble getting like ingredients where she's at?
No.
Oh, they're available.
Yeah.
Oh, and in Vegas she will.
No, in Vegas I have a hard time getting.
Oh, you have a hard time.
But over there, like that's you know.
Yeah.
Like, she ain't got no issues.
Oh, okay. That's,
yeah. No.
Yeah, I had a friend. I had a close friend that's from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And
I don't really try like that. That's
man.
A whole different food, like whole different.
Yeah. Bro, he had me over for his family dinner one night.
I mean, I would like to try it.
It's so good, bro. They
I
have
believe it.
It's so fucking good, dog.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, if you ever go back, bro.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. See, I be trying to I'm upset that when I used to stay with mom, I didn't really you know, follow up on, you know, her cooking and stuff like that.
What? What do you mean? Man. You didn't follow up on it? Like,
I didn't follow up on it.
Oh, like you didn't?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's mom. She's cooking for me. Yeah. I don't care. I didn't care about learning how to cook.
It was, yeah.
What she cooked.
Yeah.
And then, you know, years later, I'm like, okay, now I'm by myself. You know, I got to survive on my own. I'm just like, damn, I got to call my mom. How you do this?
Yeah.
How was this one? You know, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, see, you should have been listening.
Yeah.
You should have been listening. I'm like, bro. I know, man. But can you,
now you're eating Taco Bell. Look at you.
I know, man. It ain't nothing. Me personally, I feel like Vegas don't got nothing at least for my selection, it doesn't have anything. Because I don't really eat seafood like that. I know, like, Vegas is, like, it's scattered with, like, seafood, like, restaurants.
Do we have, like a African community? I know we have a large, like, Ethiopian population, but do we have anything outside of that? I mean, from your region of Africa. Do we have?
I mean, they have a couple, but not like Ethiopian. They're like they deep over here.
Super deep. But I feel like they're deep everywhere, dog.
Yeah, they deep over here. But I mean, there's like a couple of Western, you know, side of like Africa, like their cuisines here, but. I mean, they're high, they're regular. I mean, I feel like it's the price is way too high for what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get it because it's like it's slow cooked, you know. Yeah. Cooked food. It's not like fast food. But.
Yeah, I would assume that getting the ingredients over here probably might be a little difficult if they're really doing like traditional shit. Yeah. You know,
and it's that's the reason why it's like it's not much restaurants here because it's like it's in the middle of nowhere. It's a desert. Like it's not like on the coast.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Hey, have you ever been to Big Jerk?
I have.
Oh, that place is
I tried it one time.
Yeah, that place is super fire, bro.
I
don't
know. I'm gonna have to go. Have you been to Lolo's though?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, Lolo's. I went to the one on Lake Mead and Rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah, Lolo's Chicken and Waffles.
Chicken and Waffles.
Oh man, I went there like a couple of days ago.
It beats Roscoe's. Blows it out of the water?
By miles.
What?
And I used to gas Roscoe's up. Like, anybody that knows me, I'm always, like, saying Roscoe's in there. They hate me for that. I'm like, man, Roscoe's is regular. I'm like, nah, hell no, you tripping.
Bro. Yeah.
A couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, I went, when I was in L.A. shooting with D-Floch, we had a...
Gotta go to Roscoe's, bro.
Man, I always gotta go to Roscoe's.
Yep.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm being honest. Like, Lolo's is
yeah, it's fire.
Yeah.
It's fire for sure.
It's better than Roscoe's. I'm going to say that.
I don't know. I never really.
I never thought about it. I was going to give them a Yelp review. That's how serious it is.
Oh, yeah.
I've never given you.
I know what you mean.
I've never
bro.
Given a Yelp review.
Like,
in
you
my
just
life.
Want to show your appreciation.
The service was A1. See, that's a little. That's
another thing.
Yeah,
too.
Lolo's. Where, okay. Yeah. Y'all better, you know, do some collab or something. You know. But yeah, no, the service was A1, the food was A1. We went in there, they had the food ready like 10 minutes. I'm like, whoa.
That's the best, bro. It makes the food taste better.
I don't know. I might even have some today. I don't know.
Damn, I might too. Shit, I'm off
but
today.
It be heavy though, man. But you got to finish it because it tastes so good. But it's like a heavy, it's a big ass platter.
Yeah, what other food spots you like out here?
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with Red Robins, you know. I mean, that's American.
Red Robin?
Yeah. Panda Express. It's Red.
Panda Express, bro.
I be eating regular shit, man. Yeah. But I mean, other than that, I eat at home. I don't really eat like.
You cook a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I try to, you know, like I'll cook like.
Yeah.
I be cooking basic shit though.
I know.
Like
me too.
Pasta, like you me know, too, rice. Yeah. Young rice.
Yeah, I'll cook up a chicken breast real nice, but that.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't know how to cook meat.
Really? No. Super easy.
I don't know. I don't eat. I don't eat meat.
You're a vegan?
No. I don't eat like meat like that. I eat meat, but the only time I eat meat is when I'm. I know it's weird. The only time I eat meat is when I'm like out and about.
Okay. But you don't eat at home?
Yeah, I don't. I just eat like vegetables and fruit, you know, things like that.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I don't know. It's like as men, like in our 20s, like you know. It's like we just eat on the go, bro. We don't take too much time.
Yeah. Especially you know? Nowadays, man, I've been eating a lot out, man. I need to stop that, man, because for once, man, I need to get my abs toned up, man. I'm getting fat and shit, man.
Well, it's cuddle season coming up, so you're good, bro.
Okay.
You're good, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just got my gym membership, so I'm
you got
back,
your gym
you
membership
know?
After summer, bro? Come
yeah, I know, man. That's how, I don't know, man. That's just,
yeah.
But then, you know, And the second reason is, man, outside food be costing too much, man.
Oh, I know. It hurts your pocket for sure, yeah.
At the end of the week, you add up shit. I'm like, damn, I could have paid my rent with this, man.
Bro, I get a whole bag of chicken breast from Trader Joe's for the same. That'll feed me for 4 days for the same cost that one meal from Chick-fil-A will. Chick-fil-A sounds tasty, man. Bro, Chick-fil-A, and talking about service, Chick-fil-A is on point, dog.
Yeah. I go to Chick-fil-A. I only get one thing, though.
What'd you get? Spicy chicken?
No, I get the 12-count nugget.
What? You never had that spicy chicken?
I think I've had that one also.
But it's just spicy deluxe, boy.
It's just, I like the nuggets better. You know, it's just easy. You know, boom, boom, you know, get the large waffle fries, get the large sweet tea or lemonade. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, that burger starts leaking. It starts dripping.
In and out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In and out all day. Okay. Yeah. See, I've been cutting back on bread, so I hit In and Out. I hit In and Out with the protein style, with the grilled onions. The double-double, two double-doubles.
So
no bread, bro. So bread is the devil, dog. It's so much sugar, bro. I've been really cutting sugar out of my life.
Huh. I be fucking up bread, dude.
Bro, it's so much sugar,
maybe
dog.
Maybe I need to stop, man.
It's bad, bro.
You know, I'm getting older now, you know, and metabolism starting to slow down.
The benefits of when you cut out, like, processed sugar like that, like bread and... You know, like candy, obviously, and all that shit, bro. It's sometimes it'll help you. I mean, everybody's body is different, right? But when you cut that out, when you just make those little replacements, like, you know, it, bro, I sleep better. I have more energy, bro. I'm happier. You know, after I eat, I don't feel like I got to take a nap. Like,
it definitely, like, affects what you're, like, your health. Yeah.
But sometimes I'll be feeling like, I think I might be, like, borderline diabetic because sometimes I feel like I just need a candy bar or something. For real. Sometimes I just need a Snickers, dog. You know what I'm saying? Bring me back to life.
Get a Snicker.
Yeah. What time we at, bro? 1:15. Oh, an hour and 15 minutes went by already, dog.
Yeah, is that good? Or we
That's great. I thought it was like, I thought we were at like 30, bro. Yeah, let's wrap it up, man. Is there anything you want to shout out before we get out of here?
Man, shout out to E, bro.
Thanks,
Shout out to E, man.
Appreciate it.
I thank you, man. Like, I'm really, you know, honored. I'm grateful that you consider me to come.
100%.
You know, I really mean it, genuinely. You know, and, you know, shout out to the whole Vegas, man. Shout out to every artist, you know, doing their thing. Shout out to every creatives. Shout out to me, shit. Shout out to myself.
Shout out to Tony K. Camara. Yeah. Not can't Camara.
Yeah, gang. But, yeah, man, that's all I want to say.
Thanks for coming in.
Shout out to everybody, man.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in, man. We got to let's let another, like, 6 months go by and you see you level up again. We'll revisit and
you come back through, bro. That means I got to go hard.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to show some progress. I got to go hard.
You got to put everybody else out of business, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I'm coming to take everybody's client. I try
to be nice with you motherfuckers. See? All right, man.
Take everybody's clients.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, man.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Yeah, that was a good conversation, man.
That was.